You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the Art World Demystified.
Today on our show, we're talking with Simone Battisti. He is the director of the Barbara Gladstone Gallery in New York. Simone, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. Very happy to do this interview with you.
So let's talk about the gallery. It's, of course, a wonderful gallery. I'm sure all our listeners know of it. What show is happening now that's going on there to begin with?
So now, well, we have different locations. So we have two galleries in New York, and we have one gallery in Brussels. In New York, we have a Cameron Jamie show on 24th Street, which is the gallery where I work. And then we have Andrew Lord at 21st. And then we have a group show curated by Brendan Dagan from Karma in Brussels. So there are different artists from different generation, two belonging to our roosters, and the other one is a group show which mostly younger artists and a couple of artists that we usually work with.
But the group shows aren't necessarily artists that that are on your roster, so to speak.
No, some actually... Talking about this group show in Brussels, some actually are in our, you know, they're part of our, like, you know, normal artists that we usually work with, like Ro Etheridge in Brussels or like Sarah Lucas, just to mention a few, while the other ones we don't work. We basically, for our Brussels gallery, we decided to give the space to Brendan Dagan of Karma here in New York and just give him, like, you know, carte blanche to curate a show. While in New York, both Cameron, we were with Cameron for many years, and Andrew Lord, same thing.
And so tell us, what is your, how do you define your role? What is actually your role and responsibility at the gallery?
So, I'm one of the directors here, and I'm mostly involved with artists, so I'm also a liaison, I make sales, and those are mostly, you know, I'm involved in the programming with Barbara, and that's mostly what I do. My most important role, I would say, I really work with artists. So I study art history for 5 years, and art has always been my big passion, so I always, like, I always wanted to work with artists. That's what I do. Then, of course, like, you know, I'm involved also in sales, art fairs, but these are all things that come by default. I mostly, like, you know, I'm a bridge between Barbara, the gallery, and the artists that we work with, that I personally work with.
So let's talk about some of those relationships between artists. How, when you work with artists, do you mean you find them initially, you look for artists? Or is it that as well as going to their studios and organizing shows? What does it mean exactly to work with the artists?
Well, this gallery has many artists and it has a big history. So I only joined the gallery 3 years ago. So I work with artists that already, like, the gallery has been working in the past. So mostly I'm like the bridge and the liaison, which means that I'm like, you know, I take care of them. You know, if there is an opening, I travel with them. I'm in charge, you know, to get works for art fairs or to programming a show. At the same time, I'm somehow one of the younger director of the gallery, and I myself friend with many artists, so Barbara likes the idea that I always have, like, an open eye on what's happening out right now in order to give her inputs on new artists to take over, or new artists to show, or new artists to include in a group show. So that's mostly my my job. I'm an artist person myself. I mean, I also do sales, and I like dealing with collectors, but the most important thing for my part of my job is actually working with artists. I used to work at Bortolami before, Stefania, and I grew up in a culture where artists always come first, and that's the reason why we do our job, and I work in a gallery, are actually the artist. Then everything comes by default. So that's somehow the thing that drives my way of working, and Barbara also thinks in the same way. So again, artists always come first. That's what we like to always like, you know, to put on them on the spot.
And by artist coming first, what does that exactly mean? I know the artist is clearly the most important thing, but you're also helping manage the careers of artists. Isn't that the case? I mean, in the case of someone like Matthew Barney, it's perhaps you had his career from, as I know it, from when he was practically discovered till now. And
that's exactly what it is. I mean, we work as artist agents, so we shape their careers. We give them advices and we suggest them to do certain thing rather than not to do it, doing a certain show, or like, you know, even like we work with them on a show and we say, you know, it's always a dialogue, and they say, we think this is great, or you should do that. We always give a lot of freedom, but it's always like a dialogue. And, you know, it's like the amazing thing in working as a gallery like Barbara, that she has so much experience from the past that you can learn every day much more odd you would ever expect. And that's one of the things that for me is very, very important.
And maybe we can talk a little bit about what are some of the advice you'd give artists. Now, I know it's different for all artists, but of course, you know, a gallery like Barbara Gladstone is a dream for most artists and seems something that's more mid to late career. Is that correct, or is there some artists that are very young that you would consider putting on the roster?
Sorry, I didn't understand. That we are considering or that we already considered?
Would you consider artists that are so-called emerging or early career, or is the gallery essentially mid to late career artists?
Well, it depends. You know, they're like artists that are already, like, you know, recently, like, you know, Claudia Comte joined the gallery and she's very, very young, but we also, Richard Aldrich joined the gallery in New York and he's 4 years old, has already had a career. So it depends. Most of our artists, they are like, you know, mid-career already, like, you know, with the career already, like, you know, they're not really like, you know, startup. Let's say this one, because that's somehow the profile of the gallery. Or, you know, there are, you know, we have started working with artists that have been working for many years, like, you know, R.H. Quitman, and then all in a sudden everyone was looking at her. So it's a mix. It's really a mix. A lot of artists that we do represent, they really have an history with the gallery itself, both artists and estate. For example, if I have to think about old Italian art, like Boetti, Marisa Merz, and Mario Merz, it's something that has always been connected with Barbara's history, because she has been one of the first ones bringing, like, Italian art and arte povera in U.S., or you mentioned Matthew, or Barbara was the first one to show Sarah Lucas many, many, many years ago, or Shirin Ashat, or... Rosie Troeckel, Rosemary Troeckel, for example, that's another one. So these are all artists that somehow have a long history with Barbara's and with the gallery itself.
Right, and some, and the ones you're mentioning are often right at the beginning of their careers.
Mm-hmm. Completely.
What is it with you? I mean, I'm sure you've seen a lot of things that artists do that are correct in terms of getting exposure and getting noticed by a gallery or director by you, and things they do that really work. What do you think are kind of professional practices of artists that allow them to get noticed professionally in an arena like yours, so that you would notice, essentially?
Well, I personally think that one of the most important element that, you know, always attracts me artists, I like sincere artists, and I like artists, I get attracted by artists that don't compromise. Whenever there is a compromise in the work, you immediately understand what is compromises. So I'm always like more, unsure about the work itself. I think that the beauty of being an artist, it's being free And so this freedom allows the artist to do what they do. So that's also like the fact they have to keep this freedom and they don't have to be shaped in a way to make their work likable to someone else. So I think that freedom is one of the most important things, and the fact that, you know, whenever you see an artist, you immediately recognize if is this artist you're sincere or not, and that's for me it's a very, very important point. So
and by sincere, that's a very interesting word. By sincere, you're not talking just about being genuine in terms of how they talk or how they communicate, but sincere in how they make work and have a
it's both. It's genuine being genuine and also sincere. So how to present the way that actually they present themselves, but also the way in which they do their own work. Those are two elements that somehow are very, 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 very much connected. Both the persona with the work that actually the actual work that they produce.
And when do you do studio visits of artists? Do you find artists that way, or is it more by looking at? Do you see shows at other galleries? How do you?
I do. I mean, I've always been curious by nature. So it's if I see an artist that I like, I write the name down, and I try to be in touch. And I want to do the studio visit, and I want to do studio visits through time to understand how the works evolve. There are different, or maybe like just friend of mine, people that I, think that are intelligent, or like, that we share the same taste, say, oh, I went to see the show, let's go together, or there's this art which is interesting. So it's, there are like different inputs. I always try to keep my eyes on and open and, just to try to see whatever is happening all around. And there is always a lot to see, I think.
There is. And when you're in an artist's studio, is there something that usually attracts you or doesn't attract you? Can you tell me some things that go right and go wrong in studio visits in terms of how artists present themselves?
That's a good question. I think, there is also like, as in every relationship with someone that you meet, there is a, part which is also like, given from the, common interest or the way how you talk about the work. There are different things. I think that, now, I mean, I'm pretty young, so I don't want to sound like the one that knows exactly everything, but I think that after many years that, I've been looking at art, I've been working in galleries, I've been friends with artists, whenever I understand, genuinity and being sincere always attracts me, while actually when there is like, I wouldn't say, when there is like something which is like unclearity, it's more, pushes me back, or like, just makes me like not the work liking.
And would that include things that are theory heavy or talking too much about the ideas behind work?
I think actually, like, the tiering is always like a very important thing into the work. Also, I have to say that, me as an European, where everything is over theorized, sometimes I really realize that, and especially when you work with some European artists, there is like too much of this frame and these, all these scaffolding of theory. So, but, let's not forget that art is very much not about just about ideas and theory, but it also is about materiality. It can be about colors. It can be about, the way something is filmed. It can be about three-dimensionality on the space. So let's not forget all these elements, which are actually very important in the work, because at the end are the tools that you use to read the artwork, or like just to understand if an artwork like or not. I'm always like also when there is like some artists that over theorize their work, but then at the end there is a hiatus between their work, actual, what it's produced, and the theory. So I'm not even like particularly interested in this, because otherwise, you know, probably, you know, that artist should be like a philosopher or something more abstract. And there is a contingency in art, because art is present. You can see it, you can touch it, you can live with it, you see it in a museum. So there is like this contingency, this presence, which for me is very, very important. And that's really about physicality of art. And that's what interests me a lot.
Right, that's what we have in the end. Whether without the theory,
mm-hmm.
or the artist, we have
mm-hmm.
Something physical in a home,
yeah.
or museum or gallery that we have to enjoy.
Yes, exactly. Although there is always like a side, which I think in the real artist is never can be, you know, translated into a painting, a sculpture, a video, an installation. And that's always something that always like been fascinated, you know, the artists that can't, sometimes they can't always, there is always like this space between the artist and the art where somehow art keeps living. And that's also like a very important space for an artist and for the art itself.
Let's talk a little bit about that space. That's very interesting, the space between the artist and the art. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, that's my personal feeling. You know, it's I studied art history for 5 years, and I studied philosophy, so I think there is almost like a margin. There is almost like a space where somehow, you know, it's also, again, it's almost like an interface between the art produced and the artist. And that's a very important thing, because it's something that probably, like, you know, you can't really analyze, you can't really shape. It doesn't belong to the artist, it doesn't belong to the art. It's just like, you know, almost like an aura, which is an aura which is basically present between the art and the artist. And that's actually where the concept, you know, the ideas connected to that art or to the artist keep living and grow.
Oh, that's very interesting. That sounds very abstract to me. That's a little hard to hold on to, right? This is space that makes sense to me, but
mm-hmm.
that's very hard to define. And at the same time, it makes sense that's part of would be the attraction for you for an artist as well as the art. That kind of, you call it an aura, but it's a type of energy. It's also it can also be a space of ideas, can't it? A way of thinking.
Yeah, yeah, completely. It's almost like, you know, it's almost like an interregna. You know what an interregna is? Between, like, you know, different kingdoms, a moment in which actually it's an interregna, and it's something that cannot be defined, cannot be described, but it's still there, and it's living, and that's also the reason why somehow its energy is contained between the artist and the art. It's almost like an osmotic process. That's my personal idea. You know, I like looking at art, and I like thinking about art, and that's somehow what I think about certain artists and what they do.
Well, I like that idea, because that's also about contemporary art, because we can't talk really that same way about Vermeer, can we, or about artists that aren't living. We could maybe theorize about it, but can we talk about that space the same way, or no? That really pertains to living artists, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, Altof, I have to say that, you know, it's, you know, I always think, I always thought, and I've always been sure, and, you know, as Leonardo used to say, la pintura è cosa mentale, the way of painting is a mental thing. So I'm always thinking that, you know, at the end for me there is no difference between artists of the past and artists right now. The thing which makes everything different is the time. You always need to have a space. You know, you always need to have a gap. Whenever more time passes, you see artists from a different eyes, and so they get much more started belonging to an historical period rather than contemporaneity. But for me, again, there is no difference between, you know, present and past. You know, the difference between present and past occurs when time passes. That's the only thing. So artists become more mature, and they can. But otherwise, there is no difference.
So this kind of space that we were talking about, this type of energy, ideas, aura that you were saying between the artist and the art, that's something you can still look at in Leonardo or Michelangelo or an artist.
Yeah. Yes, you can. Yeah, there is, like, you know, this quid, this that cannot be defined, that cannot be described, and it's there, and that's it.
Huh. Yeah, of course that makes sense to me now when I think, you know, from what we know of someone like, you know, Michelangelo,
mm-hmm.
or Leonardo, very different personalities, and I still see that somewhat in their work, you know, when I look at even the Sistine Chapel or something else. I think it's,
yeah.
You know, I think about the position he was in, not physically, but, you know, what got him that particular commission as opposed to another one, and the kind of person he was that got him into that situation,
mm-hmm.
as well as unfinished pieces, right? And that's a
yeah,
very
completely.
Interesting
I mean,
idea.
It's like, you know, it's not, yeah, it's, you know, talking about Leonardo, before Venice I was in Milan and there was a beautiful show of works on paper, and when you see these works on paper and some paintings, you really realize how he was a genius. And, you know, he was a writer, he was an artist, he was a scientist, he was everything. And so that somehow it's also like part of it analyzed human bodies and muscles, so that's also like part for me of this interregna, of this non-space or hiatus between the, you know, reality and between an artist.
Hmm. And it's very beautiful. I love that. Maybe I think the last question, just in terms of the gallery, really the three galleries of Barbara Gladstone, is there something that you would call a general vision to the work that's being shown, or the artists that are involved with the gallery? Is there something in common with how the gallery takes on an artist, a quality or a way of seeing artwork?
I would not say no, because the interesting thing about this gallery that our program is very heterogeneous. So we have many different artists working on different medium from different generation. But then at the end, there is something that I realize whenever we install one our art fair booths, somehow these artists, they always make sense between them. So, you know, when you put like a very cerebral artist like R.H. Quitman next to more painterly like Elizabeth Payton, or you know, someone like Rosie Trockel or Carol Dunham, somehow they make sense. So I think there is in Barbara's taste almost like a zeitgeist, something which is present that you know, her personal vision makes all these artists dialoguing between them in a very smooth way.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I see that too, of course, and I can't define why, but that's the case. Besides being director at the gallery, are there any other projects that you do on your own?
No, well, I mean, the work already, like my job is quite challenging, and I love it, but it's very busy, a lot of travels, being with artists, we have a lot of openings, so it's I don't really do work on anything else. I used to write in the past. I wrote for catalogs, I wrote for magazines, I study art history for 5 years. Actually, at the beginning, I mostly study philosophy of language and cinema. Then I switched to art, I moved to Paris, I work in a museum at the Pompidou, then I started working in galleries. So that's a little bit like, you know, my, the project that I do, I have to say, it's like, you know, mostly like, you know, trying to meet more and more artists, younger, when I'm interested, doing studio visits, follow their careers. And what else can I tell you? I love movies. I love old movies, going to the cinema. That's one of my big passions. So let's say that I try to, I always have eyes open about what's happening around me, because I think that's also like very important for my job.
Thank you so much, Simone, for talking with us today. It's really been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Yale Radio WIVC. This is Brainerd Carey with the Art World Demystified.